Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.
Bonjour à tous, nous sommes le lycée Alfred Mézières, la classe 610, et nous allons vous proposer un dialogue en anglais dans le cadre d'un travail.
Hello girls, hello boys, hello everybody, and hello Romain!
Hello Léa, we speak about what today?
We speak about gender equality with three groups of guests.
Welcome to the first group, Tia, Océane, Cézanne and Marine. What do you want to talk about?
First of all, the gender pay gap is the differences of remuneration between women and men. Even if it's less than before, we always have women who are paid less than men nowadays. There are different reasons who can explain this gap. The reason can be individual choices or external factor, which is a discrimination or lack of choices as when women have family pressure of instance.
Firstly, we are going to talk about the individual choices of women who can cause a different wage. For example, a lot of researches proved that motherhood is one of the reasons why women gain less money than men. You see, this is something men are not doing so much as women. Moreover, on the same subject, parenting leave affects this gap too. The maternity leave is longer than paternity leave, and the salary will affect by that.
Okay, so what are inequality in the world of job?
The profession that women are choosing are mostly different than men even today. We have more women nurses than men, for instance. And we have more men politicians or men engineers. An engineer will have a more important wage than a nurse. This is another explanation of the salary gap between gender. However, we have other issues, more serious, which is discrimination. Indeed, some bosses will voluntarily pay more than their men employees than women. They will treat them differently. Some women suffer from disrespect and for sexism on their job place every day.
In conclusion, the society is improving and trying to ease the difference between men and women on the job world. Before, even when women accused discrimination, they were not listened. Today, their women are fighting for their rights and some men are even helping them. There are feminist groups and corporation for helping the women and exposing the gap between gender too.
Okay, thank you. Now we say hello to another groups with Iris, Florine, Tristan and Thomas.
So hello, what is your subject?
Hello, we are talking about the gender inequalities in sport and policy.
Do you know why girls play less sport than boys?
No, as many girls boy doing sports. Because of stereotype, women are more afraid to engage in the sport categorized as a man.
Do you think that skin colors play on the participation of girls?
I think the skin color doesn't change the participation of girls. If they want to do any sport, they can. They just need to practice.
Do you think that girls have more good ideas so that boys are scared, and finally this is the reason why women aren't elected?
I think that it can be a reason why, but people who are already elected with a good man majority are not familiar with the fact that women can hold an important position in policy or again in power in the votes. Surely women can have good ideas, even better than men, and they should have the same opportunities to expose them and to be heard of by all, like men.
Okay, and do you think that to be a woman can penalize at the election?
Yes, I think that certain people are scared to vote for women because there are people who don't trust women.
Do you think that fight this difference is important?
Yes, I think it's important to fight the difference in the political sector because there are women who have more values and principles than certain men.
Okay, and finally, what is your opinion about your subject?
I think that women just must have the same opportunity than men in all domains and all categories.
Okay, thank you.
It's amazing to speak about this inequality, but how we can stop this?
Good question, Roman. To answer at this question, we say welcome at Florian, Marine and Paola.
We're going to talk about the equality with women and we're going to give some solutions. UNICEF survey of 26,458 children and adolescents aged 6 to 18 points to the specific discrimination against girls from childhood. Unfortunately, stereotypes of sex and sexism are embedded very early in our society. Girls suffer, for example, a lot of discrimination related to their dress code. The correct dress for girls is a recurring problem in schools and in general in society. It's a mental burden for teenage girls who must both avoid being labeled as a girl who looks for it and wear an outfit that does not match the expected criteria of femininity. I think we need to stop judging women from their appearances and let them dress freely. We should focus on what women are in themselves and not what they show. I would like to finish by saying something that is important to me. The body of a woman is not there to satisfy the judgment of others.
From the youngest age, we need to educate kids to sexism, to the parity woman-man, to a form of respect towards the other gender and the violence that women suffer from. We need to form the companies and the teachers to have equality.
We need to erase the stereotypes that we can see school manuals and maybe doing a campaign of sensibilization against cliché.
And do you think that this solution can stop these inequalities?
Yes, they can, but we need more.
Okay, thank you everybody to answer at our questions. Et merci à vous de nous avoir écoutés. C'était le lycée Alfred Meiser, classe 610, pour l'anglais.
Ils parlent tous comme des animaux, de toutes les chattes, ça parle mal. 2018, je sais pas ce qu'il te faut, mais je suis plus qu'un animal. J'ai vu que le rap est à la mode et qu'il mange mieux quand il est sale. Bah faudrait peut-être casser les codes d'une fille qui l'ouvre, ça serait normal. Balance ton quoi. Même si tu parles mal des filles, je sais qu'au fond t'as compris. Balance ton quoi, un jour peut-être ça changera. Balance ton quoi. Donc laisse-moi te chanter. Allez te faire un mmh. Moi je passerai pas à la radio. Parce que mes mots sont pas très beaux. Belle, t'es pas si bête. Pour une fille drôle, t'es pas si laide. Tes parents et ton frère, ça aide. Oh, tu parles de moi. C'est quoi ton problème? J'ai écrit rien que pour toi, le plus beau des poèmes. Laisse-moi te chanter. Allez te faire un mmh. Je serai poli pour la télé. Mais va te faire. Peut-être ça changera. Y'a plus de respect dans la rue. Tu sais très bien quand t'abuses. Balance ton quoi. Balance ton quoi. Laisse-moi te chanter. Allez te faire un mmh. Moi je passerai pas à la radio. Parce que mes mots sont pas très beaux. Laisse-moi te